And it is time for Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. Today, our guest is Lucia Heller. She is the president of the Wakanda Cultural Association, as the Wakanda Indian Festival is returning, coming up on Saturday, October the 3rd. And Lucille's here to tell us a little bit more about it. Good morning, Lucille. How are you?
Good morning. I had a great drive from Hunter across the Blue Hills and across the dam.
It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Picture perfect, 63 degrees. You know, before we talk about the Indian Festival, my family and I, we did a little excursion here in north central Kansas. We ran up to Smith Center, ate some wood-fired pizza, pizza, never tried that before. We went to the Geographic Center of the Continental U.S., which we had never done that. I've been here 14 years and had never done that, so we checked that out. Then we came back to Glen Elder State Park, and we checked out the Wakanda Springs replica, which was pretty cool. Nice hike through the tall grasses, but a nice path, of course, for us to follow and read all about the history. And I knew some of it, but there's a few details I certainly didn't know. And so that was really interesting. I know you were a big part of that, so well done on the replica. It was pretty cool.
Thank you very much. Our whole cultural association worked very hard on that project.
It took a little bit of work, I could tell, no
and
doubt.
Dane Hansen Foundation.
Yes, that helped out a lot, no doubt, with some of the cost, I know. So great job by all that was involved there. And speaking of Glen Elder State Park, that will be the site of the Wakanda Indian Festival. Tell us a little bit about it on October 3rd.
Yes, the Cultural Association is very excited to bring that back this year. Sharon Sawfield started it way back in 2011. She is Native American. Her Indian name is Prairie Wind. And so she hosted it herself from 2011 to 2015 and then felt like she would need more help to continue it. When we started the Wakanda Cultural Association, she immediately joined our board. So she's a board member. And it was one of our goals from the very beginning to bring back this festival. Mm-hmm. So we're excited this year.
Absolutely. And we'll cross our fingers for really nice weather.
You bet.
Because I know, if I remember correctly, it ended up was in the summer, and it could be pretty hot, so you're going to have it in the fall a little bit cooler.
Yes, we opted this year to move it actually really late, partly to get performers and partly because it was just too hot for people to enjoy it. So we are having it from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock on October 3rd, Saturday, October 3rd. We're hoping for good weather, but we do have some tents planned in case we don't. We're super excited about our performers. 6 weeks ago, because of COVID, we actually had no performers booked yet. They're just as hesitant as we are, but we were able to get quite a lineup. So we're super excited about our opening performance, or our opening activity will be by the Kitkahatki tribe from Pawnee, Oklahoma. They actually native to the Wakanda Springs area. They are relatives to all of the Native Americans and Pawnees up in Republic County. So they are coming to help put on a teepee demonstration at the very beginning and open our festival with a performance and discussion mm-hmm. by them.
Mm-hmm.
Following that, during the day, we have Greg Victors, a Wichita war dancer, will be performing. He's of the Tohono O'odham and Ponca nations, and he will be performing war dances. And he's traveled across the world and enjoys the opportunity to both perform and educate. So we're going to enjoy listening to him in the morning and in the afternoon. Another person coming to us is Ron Brave. He's actually a Lakota singer, so he will be doing a drum circle. And he's bringing dancers and drummers from the Haskell Indians Nation at the University in Lawrence. Ron Brave is an Ogallala Lakota Sioux from the southern edge of the sacred Hassapa Black Hills. He has learned his songs and dances over the years by watching other people of his nation. So he's bringing a verbal culture and heritage from the Lakota Sioux. So he'll be joining us also. He's doing a performance, two performances in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and he will have the Haskell dancers doing dancing with his drumming also. So those are the main performers that we have. The Kitahaki tribe from the Pawnees from Oklahoma are also going to have a campfire and cook food to sell in the afternoon from mm-hmm. 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having a food stand around lunchtime, and we're going to learn how to make Indian tacos from Sharon Saufeld.
Ah, that'd be good.
The Cultural Association will be serving those. I've been told that the fry bread is a lot like sopapillas. Mm-hmm. It's a cinnamon sugar dessert. So we're looking forward to all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Lucille Heller, president of the Wakanda Cultural Association, telling us about the 6th Annual Wakanda Indian Festival, returning to Glen Eller State Park in the Osage area, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Wakanda Lake on Saturday, October the 3rd. All right, so we are in this world now where it is you can't get through anything without mentioning COVID. So what are some of the requirements in regards to when people want to attend? What should they be aware of if they want to attend this on October 3rd?
Our plan is to have a circle of hay bales like Sharon has always had in the past, that you could bring blankets and sit on those hay bales around the ceremonial circle where they will be drumming and dancing. But because of COVID, we actually suggest that you bring your own chairs and bring your masks. There's plenty of space to social distance. I know my husband and I have attended two events out here at the lake. One, we hosted our replica rededication, and everyone brought their chairs and sat in their groups. And so it is easy to social distance in the Osage Park area. There'll be lots of space. And we will be using masks appropriately. And I've been in consultation with the health department on a regular basis about this event to make sure that they can give us the guidelines that we need. But we really would like you to bring chairs and masks to be able to social distance safely.
Absolutely. Now you're going to have some raffles, T-shirts available, all kinds of good stuff. Right?
Yes, we will have T-shirts available to order at the event. Because of COVID and not being totally committed to this event until the last 3 weeks, we will take orders on T-shirts. Sheila Paxson here in Glen Elder is taking orders right now, and other board members will be able to do that. We are having some raffles. We have some vendors, perhaps not as many as we would without COVID, but they will be donating some authentic Native American items. And Sharon Saufeld has items also, as well as T-shirts. So we'll have a raffle.
And there's no admission fee for this event. You can attend, but if you're going to go into the park, now if you already have a permit, you know, to be in the park, you bought it, you're good to go, but you'll need to get a day pass if otherwise, right?
Yes, and as tourism director for Mitchell County, I've been trying to explain this to people. I did not grow up spending a lot of time at a lake, so I really didn't understand how simple it was to get a day pass. Just go into the park office, $5 for a day pass. Or they actually, the year-long one is from June to June, and they are very inexpensive.
Yes,
so we're still at the time of the year that it'd be awesome to buy a year pass, because who knows what's going to happen this fall. We might want to come out to the lake even more on our own.
Exactly. Yeah, I think if you go like five times, you pay for, I mean, it pays for itself. So it would make sense if you're going to be out there multiple times, or think you will. It is hosted by the Wakanda Cultural Association, Glen Eller State Park, with a grant from Sun Valley Community Foundation. And, you know, we're talking about the replica with Dane G. Hansen. And that's the thing. When you do these types of things, you need some assistance, need help, not only with, you know, bodies, able bodies, volunteers, so forth and so on, but you also, it's not like you can just go poof and things appear. Things do cost money, and bring in this or do this, there is a lot of things that people don't know behind the scenes.
We found out immediately when we started this in 2017. Kyle Peterson, Tyler Blesher, and myself met to see what we could do at the lake. And we discovered immediately that any future project was going to depend on grants as well as sponsors. And so by 2018, we started the 501c3 Cultural Association so that people could become members and find out about our events, but also that we could secure grants from, thankfully, Solomon Valley Community Foundation has helped us multiple times, and we can apply directly to the Dane Hansen Foundation.
Absolutely. All right, so people are just tuning in here at this exact moment. Lucille Heller, president of the Wakanda Cultural Association, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. Review what's going on October 3rd so people know what's going on.
Okay, we really want people to come out to the state park. Our Wakanda Indian Festival will be from 10 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. We will have a teepee demonstration at 10 o'clock a.m. by the Kitkahaki Band of the Pawnee Tribe, followed by Greg Victors, the Wichita War Dancer, doing an educator doing a dance. There is a food stand over the lunch hour and in the afternoon, Indian Tacos. We have the Haskell Indian Nation dancers and drummers, along with their leader, Ron Brave, performing at 12:30 and then again at 3 o'clock. Those are about hour-long presentations. Greg Victors, the war dancer and educator, will perform again in the afternoon. And we're very excited. From about 3 to 5, the Kitka Hockey Band is going to be doing a campfire and cooking Native American food that you may purchase if you like. So also, if there's any updates about COVID or about our schedule, because we know things could change, we'd like you to check out the Wakanda Cultural Association Facebook page. We're going to keep our updates there current all of next week in case we have to make any changes or additions.
Absolutely.
So we'd love to have you come out.
So that'll be a week from this Saturday. It'll be next Saturday, October the 3rd. There you have it. Lucille, thanks for your time. Anything else we need to mention before we let you go?
No, just we really do want to thank the Solomon Valley Community Foundation for their grant in helping with this. And we do want to put more cultural events at the state park.
Well, thanks for all your time and your efforts and your help and your work and everybody else that helped you.
Thank you to the committee and everyone.
Absolutely. Lucille Heller, our president of the Wakanda Cultural Association, our guest today on Community Matters. Once again, the 6th Annual Wakanda Indian Festival, Saturday, next Saturday, October the 3rd, at the Glendale State Park, Osage area, Wakanda Lake, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.